from the leadership.
De hakikatan World Food akhirnya jamaat World Food program umenggo di akil bil madaris. Yani I think because of this ups and down, yani kan World Food gakil konsumia with nim temenin alf ial fi junub Sudan. Lakini hasa den nagis le rubumia wa kam itnim 16,000 de ga akelo iyal fitana fi madaris ukan madaris fata World Food be wodi fi aja dede akil fil madaris de osulu be de likely osulu mun ma give up and they will continue feeding our students, our people in school, no, especially those schools in rural areas. They are helping them.
نعم. ومعليش لمي خلينا نسألك برضو هل أنت بتتفق مع الخطوة ده إنه يكون في توفير أو welfare بتاع teachers يكون في تحسن أي يعمل فيه تحسين يعني ممكن يساعد
Absolutely.
أو يدعم ممكن أطفال يمشوا للمدارس.
Well, that is a very good question. It's a big concern about the welfare of the teachers in general because many people are talking about the money being little. Yeah, surely that money is little. That's why there is a discussion to ensure that this money is increased. Actually, the discussion is already done. It's remaining just the implementation. In other words, to say when will they receive this money? Much as looking at the fluctuation in the market as of now, this money, when it is, for example, 40,000 SSP, it still looks small, but we are hoping that one time the fluctuation rate will come down and that money will gain value.
Yeah.
Maybe the 40,000 can even be equivalent to 100 or more than $100, something
yes.
like that. You know, there is that element of moving from something worse to something better. Because if somebody was initially getting £10,000 and now this person is going to get £40,000, it means the ministry has done something.
Yeah.
Even if it is a little, but to me I can say the ministry has done something. And the ministry is still hopeful of doing something more for the teachers. You know, we are human beings, we really feel that concern. But then, I wouldn't also like us to go a little bit away from our focus.
Right.
You know, our focus is to ensure that parents should send their children to school. Teachers should be in school teaching, and learners should be in class learning. You know, that is the major thing as of now.
Yeah.
While we work on the other things to ensure that welfare for the teachers is also catered for.
Right. Now, If the schools are starting the calendar late, how will that affect the syllabus, Loyola?
You know, last year our senior one, if you can remember, the examinations were given late, and they were late by almost one term, like what is now happening. But the teachers able to have extra classes for this first year who are now currently in second year. They give them classes in the Saturday and even Friday. And those who are after lunch, if they are going home, then they are given classes, lower classes, and they are able to finish all their syllabus. Even though they open late this month, they are going to start in first April, those who have not opened. Definitely, the teachers are going to do the same thing, to cover this 2 months which have not been, they have not been classes. They will go.
Because
a teacher cannot allow a student to go ahead and to give examinations with what he has not done. He has to try very well, very well, that all what he has must be given to the pupils
right.
or students.
Right. And Malish, do you think the PTA has a role also to play to at least encourage or help improve the number of enrollment in schools?
The PTA has a very big role, very big, because these are the people who oversee the schools. These are the parents in the communities. These are people involving the local leaders. These are people like you and I. So why should we allow our children to stay at home yet they are supposed to be in school? So as the PTA members, as the parents, we need to ensure that in churches, in markets, wherever we are, we should actually broadcast the message of going back to school. We shouldn't allow our children to be loitering around, yet they are supposed to be in classes learning.
Right. And I understand also there's a point I would like you really to briefly dwell more on that, where teachers, it is important actually for teachers or for schools to welcome learners with disabilities and also pregnant and nursing learners. Why do you think so? Dwell more on that.
Well, when you look at the literacy rate of South Sudan, it is still low. And we are working very hard as partners together with the ministry to ensure that we increase our enrollment and we retain the learners in school. So you find that it is of no reason to say if a lady conceives, this lady drops out of school. Why is it so? It is of no reason to say if maybe you are lame or you are blind, in other words, any person with a disability should remain at home. There is no reason for that, because we say education is for all, regardless of the individual differences.
Right. And Loela, I would like you to add something on that, especially from the government's point of view.
This is one of the most important things that the government has taken. That is why we have a director of gender and inclusive education. So the challenge is with only this disability is only the machines for work. They are very expensive. But they are all there.
For visually impaired learners.
Yeah. They are lacking certain things. But the government is trying to buy these things so that they're in line with all other students.
And I want you both to react briefly on this question, where this week we hosted a prominent civil society activist Edmund Yakani, who called on the president and the ministry also, through the Ministry of General Education, to provide transport for the students and pupils with special needs or with disability. Do you think this will also help increase the number of enrollment in schools?
Definitely, definitely. You see, when I was a director general in the State Ministry of Education, that was in 2008 up to 2012, I pledge to the government, and then I think His Excellency Salva Kiir Mayardit, he heard our pledges in the State Ministry of Education. He sent about 6 bongo bus for all the students coming from different Gudele, Munuki, Gumbo, Sirikat, and so on. So what Yakani said, I'm sure the president will act, the Minister of Education will act to provide this one, if at all this.
And Malesh, do you think this is also a factor, the issue of distance, when especially in the villages, do you think it's also adding up in the low rate of enrollment?
Well, that could be a contributing factor, more especially in the villages, because you find that a learner may need to travel, for example, 5 kilometers or more to access a learning center, which in one moment will be risky in terms of the security situation. And, of course, definitely a child may fear to cross that unsafe area. So that is one issue, that distance is an issue. Two, looking at learners with disabilities, movement for long distance, of course, becomes a problem if they don't have transport access. But then what you mentioned earlier of saying that maybe the government has to provide transport, that one is a very good point. But then also, as individuals, as parents, we should try as much as possible to contribute in terms of transport to our learners. We shouldn't really solely say it should be the government, because we are also part of the government.
And before you wind up, I give you each 1 minute for your last remarks. And Malesh, let me start with you. What message do you want to share with the stakeholders, with the public through iRadio, to make sure that learners should be in school and learning?
Well, thank you very much. First of all, I need to give special thanks to iRadio for hosting us. My important message now is that parents should ensure that they send their children back to school. In fact, on Monday, all the children should go to school. Learners should ensure that by Monday next week, they should be in school learning. And teachers should ensure that by Monday, they should be ready in the schools teaching these learners. Head teachers should ensure that they follow the class timetables to ensure learning takes place as expected. Thank you.
Right. Thank you for that, Mawela.
Yeah. Thank you very much. What I will say, parents, partners, communities, let them try their level best to send their children to schools. And I'm saying this because they are the right people to send their children to school. In schools, regarding teachers, I have confidence with all my teachers in the countrywide. If they send a report to schools, I'm sure they'll be able to teach them. And I'm sure they will try their level best. These 2 months that they have not been teaching, I'm sure they will cover up what they have not been taught, and then they will have any problem.
Right.
I'm saying also this one to County Education Director, PIAM Education Supervisors, to tell the parents, because they are nearer to the graduates, to send their children to schools. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, David Loela Lodo, Director General for Basic and Secondary Education, National Ministry of General Education and Instruction. And also David Malish, Quality Education Trainer, JES, that's Girls Education South Sudan. Thank you both for joining us on the
ground
today.
Thank you.
Right, and with that, we have come to the end of the Dawn Edition. Do join us again on Monday at the same time to get the latest on what's happening in South Sudan and beyond the borders. Well, up next, news in Arabic with Obach Uku Chagawa. On behalf of the Dawn team, Paulino Atiei, and producer Charles Wote, my name is Emmanuel Joseph Akile. Do have a great weekend.